At the April 6 Pocahontas County Commission meeting, the commissioners agreed to begin the process of amending the towing ordinance to also allow fire or EMS personnel, in addition to law enforcement officers, at the scene of a traffic accident where a vehicle needs an emergency tow, to contact 911 dispatch and request a tow truck from the next tow company on the rotation. However, if the vehicle owner makes a request for a specific towing company, a law enforcement officer would still have to make the dispatch request. The commissioner said they have received notification that the U.S. Forest Service is buying an additional 361 acres near Durbin. Charlie Sheets informed the commission that the Tourism Council will be sponsoring county roadside cleanup days on the three Saturdays between May 1st to May 15th and would like to have people, schools, and organizations volunteer to help with this. Kara Rose of the Convention and Visitors Bureau also expressed her support for this and added that they will also be running a similar program from Earth Day, which is April 22nd, through the end of National Tourism Day on May 8th, in which charitable organizations will be paid $100 per mile of roadway to pick up trash. Interested organizations can contact her at the CVB. Rose also requested the commissioners write a letter supporting the Snowshoe Highlands Area Recreation Collaborative's application for an Appalachian Regional Commission Technical Assistance Grant to develop a strategic plan for recreational projects in the county. These include a plan to upgrade the International Mountain Biking Association's Ride Center from silver to gold by 2025. The commissioners agreed to provide this letter. Rose also briefed the commissioners on a new state law which requires third-party companies such as Airbnb to collect the hotel occupancy tax directly from renters and submit it directly to the county. Rose said that Sage Tangway, who works at Allegheny Mountain Radio, has been selected as the artist to do the artwork on the commission's bicentennial trout. The commissioners agreed to allow the Board of Education to use the $10,000 they had previously given to it as a local match on a USDA grant to use it instead as a local match for a different grant which would also provide computer devices to students since that USDA grant has been denied. Zachary Graham, Marlinton's flood control officer, explained that portions of the 911 center, the jail, and the courthouse are currently listed in the Army Corps of Engineers flood map as being in the floodplain. At least their basements are. He said that those maps are, quote, fluid. Commissioners approved reaching an agreement with Securitech LLC to conduct annual fire alarm tests at the 911 center and at the courthouse and jail. Commission President Helmick also talked about the possibility of the commission buying an approximately 9-acre lot near the hospital from Seneca Health Services. This will be discussed further at their next meeting. The commissioners authorized spending $250 for a permit application for the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, WVDEP, to establish a demolition disposal site at the East Fork Industrial Park. This will be used as a site to dispose of building materials from demolished, unsightly buildings. Commission President Helmick said they are looking for a similar site in the southern end of the county as well. At the March 16th commission meeting, it was said that a tenant was found for the second floor of the former tannery office building in Frank. The tenant was identified as the Pocahontas County PSD. However, the PSD advises that it has not yet made a decision in that regard. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.